This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Sarah Birmingham. The winter edition of local food magazine Edible Oz Arkansas is out this week, and Ozarks at Large went behind the scenes at the shoot for their cover story.
Okay, so you guys, you know when we have pizza, right? And you go to the pizza parlor, that white cheese on top?
It's
that's what this
pizza
is.
Cheese.
It's called mozzarella. So, mozzarella. It's kind of fun to see, right?
Okay, let me try. Mozzarella.
Beautiful. Can you say it?
Mozzarella.
Oh, you guys are Italian, aren't you? Okay. Ready? See how thin I do it?
Yeah.
See, it instantly cooks.
That's the fun part.
Whoa, a big bubbling part.
Okay, girly girls.
That's the sound of almost six-year-old Jocelyn and her little sister Jessica, who's three, being shown how to make an omelette by their aunt Lindy Foltz, who wrote the story. And I'm joined by Edible Oz Arkansas editor Amanda Cothran and edible writer Amber Alexander. Amanda, why did you choose cooking with kids as the focus for this issue?
I think that the winter months provide such an opportunity to bring children into the kitchen and to really make those memories that you're going to carry with you all through adulthood. Ask almost anyone who has a passion for cooking, and they're going to start telling you about a role model in their own family that took them into the kitchen and taught them to make a pie crust or made cookies or made breakfast together. Because it's shorter days, you have more time indoors, and with the holidays, there's often a lot of food-centric activities going on. And so I just thought, what better time than the winter issue to highlight children coming into the kitchen and encourage adults and readers to make that extra effort to bring youngsters in.
But also the holidays are a very, very busy time, and we're trying to make food. We're feeding the 5,000, and incorporating kids into our kitchen can sometimes be a challenge. So you had a few tips, don't you, for how to bring kids into your kitchen?
We do, yeah. We have a page that just talks about some small things that you can do, some whether it's, you know, letting them wash veggies during prep state, or just setting them up with a stool so that they can watch you. Doesn't slow you down quite as much. But I would also just encourage to try to take that time, plan that extra time to let them have the hands-on moments, because, not to get too sentimental, but they're not going to be little forever. And so we just want to get you thinking about that as you read through the story.
The other story that caught our eye is a story about maple syrup from right here in the Ozarks. And Amber, you wrote that story. I had no idea that there were folks here doing this. Was it news to you too?
It was something that had gotten placed in my brain, put in my brain by a friend years and years ago, that she told the story of her grandfather here in the Ozarks going out and tapping his trees. And that is actually local filmmaker Sarah Moore, and she has a film where you can actually see him doing that. But so it was hearing about someone who had done it and knowing that it was possible. One day I was in shopping and found a business card on a bulletin board at Ozark Natural Foods, and it was a woman at a farm out by the Buffalo River who was advertising maple syrup. That was one of her specialties. So I had to find out more. Got in touch with her, and yeah, her family has been sugaring out in the Buffalo wilderness for generations.
Tell us what's involved in the process.
Well, it's incredibly straightforward in its way. You know, I did it a couple of years ago in my own backyard, tapping a maple tree there, and it takes, you know, a drill. You need to drill a hole in a tree. You need to have a little tube or a pipe to go into the tree so that the sap will flow out. You need something to catch it in, like a bucket or a jug, and you have to catch enough. That's one of the tricks, especially here in Arkansas. Then, once you have the sap, you boil and boil and boil and boil.
The way that these guys are doing it, you cover the story, is just completely unchanged from when people started, really.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see a picture in the magazine of the kettle, you know, the very large cast iron black kettle that nobody could afford to buy anymore, that they have been using. And it's, you know, the one that they used when they were kids, and her father used when he was a kid, and it's still good.
And right there over an open fire in the woods.
Yes. Yes. Smoke traveling out across the river.
And what about the timings? Because that you were saying there are challenges to tapping maples in Arkansas. It's maybe why it's not sort of the statewide product, you know, that it's not quite as the maple leaf is not the symbol of Arkansas.
Very good. Yeah. No, it's not commercially viable here because we don't have enough trees for one thing. I mean, there's a very technical, you know, information that you can find out about how many trees you need per acre to kind of make it work out. And there just aren't that many sugar maples in Arkansas. But the biggest challenge probably is just our weather here. So we get early warm weather in Arkansas, in northwest Arkansas. The maples start to bud out. And once a maple buds out, the sap is no good to use. So you have a short window of time, probably in January or February, when it gets down below freezing at night and gets above freezing with sunny days during the day. And that makes the sap rise.
You have brought a little.
You have to try
bottle of. I know. I'm really excited. A little bottle of the Arkansas maple syrup here, and smells like maple syrup.
It does.
It sure like does. I'm gonna stick my finger in. It's not terribly hygienic, but that does taste like maple syrup, and it's a nice dark.
It is.
Amber.
It's not a homemade thing. I mean, it's cooked over a wood fire. I can even taste a little bit of smoke to it. I mean, you almost can. And it's darker than what you would probably be able to get at the grocery store.
And so back to you, Amanda. What are the other highlights in this issue of the magazine?
Okay, so also we have the fact that we have a new craft chocolate company in Northwest Arkansas. Hello Cocoa has been grinding beans. They're the beans to bar method, which is about as local as chocolate can get in Northwest Arkansas. Clearly, we're not growing cocoa beans in this area, but they are grinding and producing some delicious chocolate right here in Northwest Arkansas. So you can read about that process and see some photos of the step by step. And then also we dive into the regional food assessment that was put out by CARP Resources just a few months ago. And so it's a more meat and potatoes type issue where you could sit down and kind of really look at some of the assessment of where the local food system is currently and what we would need to change or improve to make it a stronger system. The report itself is, I believe, like about a 100 page report, and we've condensed it down to about a 6-page synopsis. And so you could look through that, and if you're interested, there's a link available for you to find the full report.
Edible as Arkansas, reading 100 page long food assessments, so you don't have to. And where can people get a hold of a copy?
We have well over 100 distribution points throughout the 5-county region, and then some sprinkled outside of that, but most anywhere that would be carrying local food product is also going to be carrying Edible as Arkansas. And if they're not, make sure to ask them to contact us because we'd love to distribute there. Subscribers should already have theirs, have had it read, and be giving me feedback about what they liked or did not like. You can always subscribe online at edibleasarkansas.com. And subscriptions make it possible for feed communities to keep this work viable. This is a free copy out in the public. It's available to pick up for free. But subscribers, we very much value because it helps to pay for their copy to be printed and mailed. And then it pays for about another half to be printed.
Well, listen, congratulations on another gorgeous looking issue of Edible as Arkansas. So Amanda Cothran, Edible editor, and Amber Alexander, Edible writer, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.